turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was at work, went into the restroom, and someone came in. But no one was there. Come to find out, she wasn't the only one who'd had that experience.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. So call it in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write them in if you want to, realghoststoriesonline.com. And then you can become a premium subscriber. You will get no commercials. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. And you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper's with me today. What's up, girl?
Hello, hello, hello.
How's everything?
It's going good.
You and I were just talking before we hit record about my dog because I got a new rescue dog a while back. We kind of did a little episode about my dog one day, but he's really cute. He's a Shih Tzu mix, a small dog. I've never had a dog this small. But the funny thing is he sleeps so hard at night that I'm like, if we were to have an intruder or something, I don't think he would wake up. I think he would sleep right through it. And so if there's paranormal activity, I think my dog would sleep right through it. So the other night, I'm sound asleep, and I heard, it woke me up. It sounded like, I don't know, not like a knock, but kind of something, I don't even know, thrown up against a wall maybe, like thud, more like a thud than a knock. And I heard it two times. And the weird thing was, then I woke up, I was like, what was that? And then in my head, it was like, I don't know why this thought came into my head, but it was like, it's finally happening. I remember that. It's finally happening. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it's finally happening. But I look at my dog and he's sound asleep. And so what? I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what the thud was that I heard two times that woke me up, but obviously I didn't hear it at all because he's so sound asleep. Last night I'm in bed. I woke up. I think it was just a cat. And then I was like, you know, I think my dog would have slept through thuds. I think, I don't know what I heard the night before, but now I'm wondering if that weird thud sound, whatever that was, had to do with my tree falling in my backyard. You think?
It probably did.
Kind of this weird like thud thing. I don't know. Because if you missed that, we talked about it a day or two ago on the show, but I had a big tree in my backyard that's like two stories that just I woke up and it had fallen over. Like missed my house. And that's another thing. Like, I was like, but then the more I got to thinking about it throughout the day, I've always felt like a good loving presence in my house. And so this tree fell, it didn't hit my house, it didn't hit the sheds, it didn't hit the fence, it didn't hit anything. It like pulled my cable from my internet down to the ground, but it didn't disconnect from my house. So I didn't even lose internet. So it's interesting, like this ginormous two-story tree falls in my backyard, doesn't hit a thing. I'm like, maybe that was them watching out for me.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
And maybe the two weird thuds was me waking up because my tree had fallen down. But my dang dog, he didn't even wake up.
That means your dog slept through a tree falling down.
And then that might explain that weird voice in my head. It's finally happening. Maybe it was like, finally, my tree is falling down. I don't know. It was just very weird. But if I ever have an intruder, ain't going to be this dog saving the day. This dog will sleep right through it and be like, oh,
honestly, that dog could probably go greet the intruder.
Oh, my God. I think you're right. I think if my dog woke up in the middle of the night and saw an intruder, and that's a big if, I don't know if it would, but if he did, he would be like, oh, my God, you're here. I'm so happy to see you. And then maybe the intruder would be like, oh, my God, you have the most adorable dog. I can't rob you or whatever my ill intent was. I'm going to just leave. You have a great day. Keep that cute dog safe. I don't know. Maybe it will work in my favor at some point.
Maybe. Maybe the dog will come and save the day with its cuteness.
I know. He's so sweet. So you ready to hear a ghost story?
Yes.
Let's start with this one.
Hi, Tony. Good evening. My name is Rebecca. I'm calling from San Diego, California. I have been a longtime listener since 2014. I've also have been an EPP kind of on and off throughout the years. As of late, I've been working and just listening to your podcast pretty much all day, every day. So I will become an EPP again and continue and will always continue to support your channel, your podcast. So my story today is I've been in healthcare for 10 years. I was working at a very large main hospital here. I was working at the information desk, which is essentially like kind of concierge. Like if you walk in and you need information about your loved one, like what floor they're on, or, you know, if you just need information about your loved one, not so much medical, more of location. So long story short, there is bathrooms located in the lobby near the main desk, which is the information desk. And so they're not very large. Mostly no one really hangs out or, you know, stays too long within the main area. Everybody just kind of goes to their floor to see their loved ones. And then if they need to use the restroom, they usually stay on that floor. So I had to use the restroom, and I went to the restroom on the main lobby area. Just a couple of stalls, four or five stalls. No one was in the bathroom. All the doors were slightly open, and I decided to just choose a stall. So I'm doing my business, and I clearly see kind of like black pants, black boots towards the bottom of the stall. I was at the stall before the main stall, you know, the larger stall, and I saw a person or what I felt, you know, when you feel like when the TV is on and you're not in the same room as the TV, I felt as someone had just walked in. I swear I saw the feet with the black pants, with the dark shoes, and just chose and walked into the stall, the large stall, and closed the door. So I finish my business and I walk out of the stall. And when I walk out of the stall, like I turn to my right, which where the larger stall is, and the door is slightly open. And I said, why is it open? There's someone in there. Like literally they just walked in. So I kind of pushed the door and just, I don't know, out of instinct, I pushed the door. So when someone's in there, they're going to push the door back and say, hey, you know, I forgot to lock the door. So I pushed the door and it just swings open. And I literally take a peek and there's no one in there. And I'm like, what? What the F? And so I just kind of quickly turn around. All the stalls were empty. I wash my hands and I run out and I go to the information desk and I told my coworkers or my colleagues, I said, that is the weirdest thing. This has never happened to me. I was using the bathroom stall and I swear I saw the feet and the sensation, the feeling that somebody walked in into the larger stall and, you know, I wasn't alone in the restroom. And they started laughing and they said that a couple of our coworkers have also felt the same. I just thought it was weird. I mean, it is a hospital. People do pass in the hospital. You know, not always everybody makes it out. Unfortunately, it is a medical center. It's a 6-story medical center. Why would you want to pass and stay at a hospital in the bathroom? Like, that's sad. Maybe it's a conduit, I believe it's called, because of the water. Not sure. Let me know what you guys think about it. I've never seen an apparition. Do not want to see an apparition. I definitely have had strange things happen where I'm like, how did that happen? So I do have another story that I will call back at a later time to share, maybe right after this call, and maybe you can choose the best one. I'm not the best storyteller, but thank you so much, guys, and have a nice evening. Goodbye.
Maybe it doesn't have a choice to stay or leave.
Yeah, maybe it's just there. And she said she doesn't want to see an apparition. Well, I think she might have seen part of one.
Yeah.
The feet. Because that, you know, when you're in a public restroom and the door's shut and you're doing your business and you hear someone walk in, you know when someone else comes in. I think you're always just aware of it. And so it's not weird to have someone walk in, but you walk in the bathroom, you're alone, you hear someone else come in. No big deal, right?
Yeah.
But you also hear him walk out, and that didn't happen. And I think that a lot of hospitals and nursing homes are haunted. I do.
I do too.
And I don't, maybe, you know, I don't know why. I guess there would be lots of places you could stick around at, but I don't know. I mean, it would be weird when you think about it. Like, logically, okay, so if there's a ghost, why would you go into the bathroom? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it, that really doesn't make any sense. But we've had stories before where, and I can't remember, it was on one of the episodes a while back, but it was about a bathroom that was haunted by a certain entity. It was just in the bathroom. It would open and shut the stall doors. It would turn on water lights in this one bathroom. I don't know why that happens. But then again, I don't know why there are ghosts anyway. Why don't y'all just move on? So I don't, you know. So sometimes it could be maybe kind of a residual haunting that it just is. You know, maybe someone who worked there and just going about doing your activity that you always did. And every day you would go into the bathroom at some point. Maybe it's something like that.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting because other people in the hospital, like, they weren't surprised. They're like, oh, yeah, that. So I think that kind of confirms that she's not the only one.
Yeah.
But I do think the why part of it in the paranormal, I had a conversation last night with a paranormal investigation team out of Northeast. She lives in New York, upstate New York. He lives in Massachusetts. And we talked extensively about, you know, paranormal and in trying to find the scientific explanation for what's happening. So it's kind of always searching for something that maybe they'll never, ever, ever get the answers for.
Yeah.
Which would be difficult because, you know, you set up all extensive investigation equipment, you have to review everything, and, you know, you're looking for definitive proof that something happened. Like, you actually catch the ghost on video, or you get an incredible EVP that you can't explain. And it's hard to, and even if you get the EVP, is it, how do you explain what that was? You can say,
yeah,
this happened, but can you really explain what happened? Yeah. That's the hard part about this whole thing. But, you know, both of them, they were, it was an interesting conversation, crypto paranormal investigations. And it was interesting to talk to them because they both are skeptics. They've both had experiences happen to them. And they just are trying to figure out the scientific why.
Mm-hmm. What if there is no scientific why?
I know. And I don't know that you could ever find that out. But, you know, they both agreed that there are so many people who have had so many experiences that there has to be something to it. You wouldn't have that many people, you know, like this woman. She's just going to the bathroom. Somebody walked in and they weren't there. What was that all about? You know when somebody walked in.
Yeah.
And she, they had each had, and we were talking about a Edith Wharton, who was an author in the early 1900s. She was first woman to win a Pulitzer Prize in fiction, actually. And they built this amazing home, her and her husband. And they did investigations there, and he actually works there.
Oh.
And they both had experiences in the home of hearing women talking, totally separate. They weren't even together when they heard these things. But they heard women talking to the point, like, he went outside to see who was there. Was there anybody around? Who they both went in search of where these people were. That's how real it was.
Gosh.
So I just think it's so interesting. So that you have this experience, but how do you prove it?
I don't think you can.
So I think that's kind of, I think it's interesting to talk about. I think that, you know, there's so many of us fascinated by the paranormal. You are, I am. And, you know, so many of us have had experiences that we can't explain, yet we know what we heard. We know what we saw. And I can't explain it. So I think that's very interesting. So I think with her, yeah, the whys are always out there. We don't know.
Yeah.
Why is somebody walking into the bathroom? Don't you have better things to do in the afterlife? Just
maybe you don't.
I know. I think I just have so many questions. Like, why are there some hauntings and then other, like, people pass and there are no hauntings or there's nothing. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
Well, here's another story. And it says, not sure if this is a true ghost story, but 3 years ago, I went through a divorce. That could be a horror story, actually. Yeah. I was living in our home as my ex-husband had already moved out. Some strange things occurred before I eventually moved out that I cannot explain to this day. See, this is exactly what we're talking about. We had bought the house new about 6 years earlier. Me, my two-year-old son, and family animals, a cat and a dog, were still living in the home. One night, I was awakened by a thumping noise coming from the ceiling fan. As I opened my eyes, I slowly could make out the outline of a Mylar Mickey Mouse balloon.
That is unpleasant.
That's like something out of a Stephen King novel, isn't it?
It is.
The strange thing was that this Mylar balloon was in my son's bedroom, which was on the other side of the home, split floor plan layout. In addition, he had received that balloon 2 weeks earlier. It had already started to deflate and floated no more than 2 feet above the ground at the time.
So how was it all the way up there?
Exactly. I checked on my son, who was sleeping next to me, and then I got up, moved the balloon to the living room. The next morning, I got rid of the balloon. I chalked it up to air drafts within the home or the animals. So they have a split-level home. This balloon's on the other side of the house. So during the night, the balloon just had to have made its way, happened into her bedroom. There's corners that would be involved.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it just went. I could see if the bedrooms were right across from each other and maybe there was a draft and the balloon moved and then it went right into her
room.
But
it would have to like dedicate like a pathway to get there.
It would be interesting if you had videos set up in your house to where you could kind of see the balloon moving throughout the night. Because I would like to know the path it took, how long it took. I want to know the logistics of how it got there. Because that is strange to me. And I'm telling you, that would freak me out. Because it's like, wait, this balloon. Because with kids, too, they get those balloons and the kid doesn't want to get rid of the balloon because it's Mickey Mouse. And you keep them until the balloon is on the ground and eventually you throw it away. But you keep that balloon for a long time. So it goes on and says, the next occurrence happened in the late evening while my son was with his father. My usual routine called for a shower before I went to bed. While in the shower, I heard a loud shattering and quickly jumped out of the shower. I noticed that the small window that sat about 6 feet up the shower wall was shattered. I was not going to check outside that night, so I double-checked the house and went to bed with both animals in my room. The next morning, I checked the window from the outside, and nothing I saw could explain why the window had shattered. In fact, no piece of glass had even fallen out or off. The window had just shattered. I thought maybe I was taking too hot of a shower and left it at that. That's also interesting.
No. Because I've never taken too hot of a shower where the mirror shatters.
How does that happen? And it's interesting that it would shatter, but it doesn't fall. It just shattered. And it could be like some kind of protected glass since it is in... Well, you know, come to think of it, that wouldn't be just regular glass in your shower because... More than likely, because you don't want mold and stuff. So it probably would be a special type of window. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Another night, I was awakened by what I thought was the cat trying to get out of the master bathroom. Yes, the same bathroom as the shattered window. The thumping or pawing of the door was distinct. I truly thought it was the cat. But as my eyes adjusted and before I actually got up to let her out, I saw my dog laying on the bed at my feet looking towards the bathroom with ears perked, but there next to my dog was the cat, head perked in the same direction. I quickly checked to see... Sorry, go ahead.
So what's trying to get out of the bathroom?
I don't know. Because it's like, here's you, here's your pets, that's everybody. So it says, I quickly checked to see if my son was still next to me, and he was. The noise had stopped within those few seconds. I didn't sleep the rest of the night, nor would I. I laid there for the next 2 to 2.5 hours until dawn. That morning, my son and I started our day early. I would have done the same thing. It's like, let's get up. We finally can.
Yeah.
I don't like to admit it, but I was scared. I'm very skeptical about this kind of stuff, and I had started to sleep with my bedroom door closed with my son and animals. The last occurrence happened again while I was sleeping. I was awakened by the noise of a fire truck siren, and the hairs on my body shot straight up. This was not the siren of a real fire truck, but that of one of my son's toys in the living room. I quickly checked my son, who was sleeping next to me, once again. The animals were looking in the same direction of my bedroom door with their ears perked. I could then hear some more of his electronic toys going off. I didn't want to wake my son up to this, so with every ounce of courage, I opened my bedroom door. I quickly reached for the light switch and turned on the light, and the noises stopped. I picked up all of the toys and put them in the garage. I left the lights on in the house for the rest of that night. I didn't sleep. We left early the next day as well. Eventually, I had the house cleansed by using sage, as we live in the Southwest, and I know many Native American tribes here practice this, and afterwards, these occurrences seemed to have stopped or were not as obvious. I only stayed in the house another 9 months before I had to sell it due to unrelated issues. Now that I talk about this, it feels unreal as I am skeptical. Thank you for listening, and maybe you're able to make some sense of this. I don't know that we can make any sense of that.
Neither can I.
Like, that would be hard to make sense of it. But I think it kind of goes back to there's things happening that you can't explain, that maybe you never can make sense of these things.
Maybe you're not supposed to.
Are we even supposed to know all this stuff?
Yeah.
But out of those things, they're all super creepy. And I'm thinking the noises, like the toys making noises in the middle of the night, might be the creepiest.
Yeah.
Something about that. Because it's like, this shouldn't be happening. Now, one, the fire truck, that's creepy enough. But then if another one starts doing it too, okay. One, you could say, oh, it's the batteries. It's whatever. You could explain that away in a number of different ways. But when it's more than one?
The part that I thought was really creepy was the balloon at the beginning.
The balloon is super creepy. Because I could see it moving like in a straight line. But if you have a split level house, even if they're on the same level, she said on the other side of the house, I doubt it would have to go out of his room and then make a right or a left to travel to her room, since her room wasn't right across the hall.
Yeah.
And then it would have to make another right or left into her bedroom.
It would have had to go through a whole pathway to know where she is.
How did it, of all the rooms, why wouldn't it just go into the hallway? Which would be freaky when you get up in the morning and it's like, oh, there's the balloon in the hallway. More freaky.
And how is it floating so high if in the story it said it couldn't like float like above 2 feet?
I know. Once again, none of it makes sense, does it? And I think
it never will.
I think it's interesting because, you know, she does think of herself as a skeptic. Which doesn't, you know, I was talking to someone else the other day about, you know, it's like being a skeptic is different than being a cynic or being, you know, total, I don't believe in any of this. Skeptic is like, you're skeptical about it.
Yeah.
And doesn't mean like I'm 100% no, there's no such thing. But when you write it all out in a letter, I appreciate that last line. Now that I talk about this, it feels unreal as I am skeptical. Because those things did happen to her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that is, but I think there was more going on. And don't you kind of wonder too, since they were going through a divorce, I would imagine there was a lot of tension in the home. You know, it's never easy to go through a divorce. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of emotion that goes with it. That maybe that's kind of the opportunity for something to come in.
Yeah, something like negative or something.
I don't know, because it kind of sounds like there wasn't anything happening until the husband moved out.
Yeah.
Ooh. So if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. You can do that through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. You can get advanced episodes, access to the archive. All that could be yours. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.